Good afternoon and welcome into another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with three individuals with the Marshalltown Bobcat Wrestling Program. We've got head coach Lucas Cross with us, as well as two players that were on the podium this year. We have Dalton Zednicek with the 190 weight class and Nick Wise at 144. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
So I appreciate you guys making some time. Just a week ago, you guys were down doing some wrestling in Des Moines at the Casey Center. Dalton, I'll start with you. Your first experience down at the state tournament, how was it getting down there and kind of, feeling everything that is the state tournament?
As a first time down there, it doesn't really feel real. Like, it doesn't feel like a normal wrestling thing just because it is so big and it's like, such a big event. It's 4 days long and it's like constant wrestling. But yeah, it's a good like atmosphere to be in, to wrestle in.
Ended up on the podium getting fourth place. Before the tournament, you had mentioned that you wanted to beat the kid from Fort Dodge, and you were able to kind of do that this time around at the state tournament when it mattered. How did it feel to kind of get that victory?
It felt really good. That's a match that I've been wanting to win for 6 years now, and I finally was able to do it by, just putting that time in the off season and getting a lot better this year.
So at one point you come up ranked fifth in the state at the 190 weight class. You end up moving up to number four. How does it kind of feel to be number four to capping off your senior year?
It does feel good. I still think, obviously there's nothing I can do about it now, but I was that close to getting third place, just 15, 20 seconds away from winning that match. But yeah, it's so nice. I mean, going into the season, I know it's not like a good mindset to have, but I wasn't really sure how I'd end up on the, how I'd end up doing at state on the podium. But it's nice that I was able to get as far as I did.
Yeah, we're also joined with Nick Wise at the 144 weight class. Ended up number two in state. This is something I think you kind of had your eye on for a while to be in that championship match. What did it finally getting there and knowing that your name is in that championship match? How did that feel?
It felt really good to finally be where I wanted to be. Even though I'm not on the top of the podium, I was still in that final match, and that was the main goal, was to be in that finals match. So it felt really good being there.
A tough battle there, 3-1, almost kind of, he gets those points and then he didn't really want to do much with you to give you that opening. Is that what it kind of felt like in the match there?
Yeah, it did feel like that, except it felt like he didn't really want to do much really the entire match. He just got lucky with a scramble and I was on my back for just a little bit too long.
So I'm sure both of you guys are probably replaying things in your head of what you could have done differently, but Nick, being second at state, you were ranked number two for a long time throughout the season. How does it feel to know that, yeah, that number two ranking was correct? I did deserve to be there.
It feels really good to be right here where I am right now. It feels good to show a lot of people who doubted me throughout the season, a lot of people who didn't think that Marshalltown deserved to be in that number two spot. It feels good to show them that they are wrong and I'm good enough. We are good enough as a team.
Coach, last year you had two people on the podium. You had a second place finish with Xavier Anderson. Nick gets there as well at seventh place. How does it feel? You get two more, but it's a second and a fourth. You had another person qualify for state with five this year, four last year. I mean, it seems like you guys didn't really lose a beat, even though you lost a couple seniors. You really kind of reloaded.
Yeah, and absolutely. You said the right word. We're reloading. And that's kind of the whole mindset of our program is that we're not going to rebuild. We're going to reload every year. And next year will be a surprise to everyone because we're going to reload again and we're going to be good. But to your previous statements, having two place winners this year was amazing. We're very close to having three, and having Nick return as a two-time placer, since Josh Edel, I believe, in 2016. That's huge to have a two-time place winner, and then having a person in the finals 2 years in a row for our program, first time since 97, I believe. So yeah, I think we're on the right track, and hopefully we just continue to reload.
So coach, what can you say about these two seniors with Nick and Dalton sitting here? What can you say about them and just kind of their Bobcat career?
Well, how much time do we have? Got an hour or so? It's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal ride with these guys. They've been hard at it for so long, and they're receptive to coaching, they're receptive to new techniques, and they are great leaders. All the younger guys look up to them, and they never were questioned at all. If they said jump, the guys jumped, you know. And so what they've done for our program is huge, and the reason that our program is growing in strength is because of these guys.
So Dalton, your name, getting fourth place, so he's going to end up on the wall out there, you know, spending 4 years in Bobcat Wrestling. What is something that you want to, you know, make sure that as Bobcat Wrestling continues, you want to see that same thing moving forward?
I can't stress enough how important it is that you work in the off season. This year was the first year I put any work in the off, like any real work in the off season, all of high school. My freshman and sophomore year, I didn't do anything after wrestling in the off season. And I mean, it showed. I didn't make the state all 3 years of high school. And then this year I put in all that work in the off season, and I jumped levels that I couldn't have even imagined. I got so much better just by working in the off season just 1 year. And it just makes me wonder how much better I could have been if I was doing this all of high school.
So what is something maybe when you look back to this senior season that you're always going to kind of maybe smile at or remember?
Not even just the wrestling, just the time our team spent outside of practice and outside of competing. I think this is like probably my favorite team that we've had throughout high school, just because, I mean, me and Nick kind of as captains, we like actually put together stuff to do as a team outside of practice, outside of meets and stuff like that. So it was fun doing that stuff.
So Nick, you know, wrestling is very much an individual sport. I think a lot of people look at that, but it sounds like you and Dalton were able as captains to create the team atmosphere. Is that what you really wanted for Bobcat Wrestling?
Yeah, that is what I wanted to do as a senior, is create a good place to not just wrestle, but to also have fun, because wrestling is so tough. If you're not having fun while doing it, you're not going to succeed in it. So being able to have that goofy mentality but still also knowing when to focus is very vital for being a good wrestler.
So Nick, what's kind of next for you? What are next steps? I'm sure you've maybe had a couple phone calls and things like that.
Yeah, there have been a couple of colleges that have reached out. I'm still not quite sure where I'm going to go. I haven't made any decisions, but I haven't really narrowed it down either, but we'll decide on a college within the next couple of weeks, and I will be wrestling freestyle and Greco throughout the rest of the spring and summer.
Coach, you know, having Nick and Dalton be your captains here and hearing that they wanted to create more of a team atmosphere, is that what you're also trying to build with the program? I mean, 5 years into it, these are your guys that came through Bobcat Wrestling under Coach Cross.
Yeah, one thing that I've always told the teams throughout my years is we got to support each other on the bench. You know, when we're supportive of each other during tournaments, we wrestle better. And so whether it's a dual meet or a tournament, individual tournament, I tell the guys, bounce around to the mats where you guys are wrestling, be on the sideline cheering loud, and you know, create that loving, embracing culture that we need to have. Because like Nick said, this sport is brutal. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your mind. And you got to make it as fun as possible and show each other that you care about their successes and in helping build back up when they fail.
Yeah, so what can you say, you know, choosing these guys as your captains this year, what made them stand out as leaders on the team?
I think they kind of grew into that position, honestly. You know, I've always known that these guys had that leadership quality, but sometimes when it just comes right down to it, you'll say they rose up. So the cream rises to the top, and that's what happened here.
So Dalton, what's kind of next steps for you? Do you have any idea what's going to happen next?
I know I'll be wrestling freestyle and Greco in the off season. College-wise, I'm pretty dead set on the college I want to go to. So I want to go to Iowa State, and I don't know about like wrestling there. I know they have like a club there. I might do something like that. Revick was telling me about that. He's got like an in on that, so I might do that, but actually competing, I'm not sure.
What would you say to anybody out there that's hearing this? Maybe they've got a little brother, maybe they're just young and interested in wrestling. Why would you encourage them to give wrestling a shot?
Because it's a sport that can teach you so much about yourself that you would have never realized doing any other sport. Like, it is so hard on your body and so hard on your mind that, like, it teaches you, like, determination. It teaches you how to put in the work. It creates, like, friendships that are just, I don't know, it just creates, like, a family. Like, I know so many people because of wrestling. Like, I have relationships that I wouldn't have had without wrestling. Like, I've known Nick's family for, like, 10 years. And I've known, like, Xavier and all these other people for, like, more than half my life just because of wrestling. And it's just the relationships I can build is just amazing.
Yeah, Nick, you know, you come from a big wrestling family here in town. You are the first kid, though, coming through this. Did you have to set the tone and say, yes, this is what we're doing?
Yeah, I did. We were big into wrestling during the wrestling season, but we never did anything in the off season. So we never really knew what freestyle and Greco could do for you. And so me trying it out last year and seeing what it does for you, it really showed Brandon and Olivia like what they need to do if they want to become great wrestlers.
So would you encourage obviously kids to check out all different types of wrestling then?
Oh yeah. I like freestyle and Greco more than I like folk style. So, I mean, might as well try it out. I think it's more fun. It really does help with just situations and strambles. It helps just better positioning. And so you don't need to spend as much time at that I did in the summer, but still getting to it and getting around to it and doing it will have a good impact.
Coach Cross, when you think about having Bobcat wrestlers come through your program, I mean, I don't think you can have better examples than the couple of guys sitting with us today. You know, you think back the past few years of some of the people that made it to state and even haven't made it to state that have been big names for you. What do you want people to think about when you think Bobcat wrestling?
Community is a quick answer. It was pretty cool when we were at state during Nick's semifinal match. Came down to the wire. The last period, we knew we were going to get the win because we were just that confident. But the crowd started doing a countdown with the last like 10 seconds left at that point when we knew Nick was going to get the win. And it was just cool to see 50 plus people in the crowd just counting down from 10, 9, and all the way down. And a little bit later, another coach from another school came up to me and said, basically, hey, good job with your semifinalists there. You're now the finalists. He said, but more importantly, good job with what you're building there in that community, because you never hear Marshalltown doing that kind of stuff before. So it's just cool to have a community rallying behind us.
Yeah, it was very cool to follow both of you guys this season and over your four-year career as Bobcat wrestlers. So we appreciate you know, you guys giving us some time to talk on air and be open and letting us come out and get a couple duels too. So thank you guys, and congratulations from all you guys did, and best of luck on next steps.
Thank you.
Thank you.